It's time for the Second Funniest Podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. I am your host, Justin Wersch. This is episode 440. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the bling in anybody's bling. The blam to the wham wham. The one with his pimp hand being strong like dynamite.
What?
The one, the only, the KevinMiller.com. Jump press circle button, Kevin.
Reset your proxy servers, Justin.
I feel like I need to do that, like I defrag a bitch.
Yeah. You gotta keep those firewalls down.
They need to be intense.
I'm a TP kind of guy myself.
What does that mean? I don't know.
You never heard that old, stupid, bad joke?
No.
A guy walks into the psychiatrist's office and he's all, I'm a TP. I'm a wigwam. I'm a TP. I'm a wigwam. Help me. I'm a TP. I'm a wigwam. And the psychiatrist says, calm down. Calm down. You're just too tense.
I hate this.
Come on.
All right. Let's get into it.
We've got to finish
E3
our
is a month old.
It's so old by now. No video game podcast is talking about E3 in the month of July.
That's what we bring to the table.
But here we are. E3 2012. Remember it?
I remember it like it was a month ago.
So much happened at the E3 press conference. You still haven't exposed yourself to any of the Nintendo stuff at E3, right?
No.
Okay, so this has been old for me, but let me kind of remember what was going on. The biggest thing, I think, of the overall arc of the Nintendo press conference that was kind of impressive is that they had arguably
that's the one,
the best presentation out of all of them. Like they definitely took,
best in show, if you would.
Yeah, but not for presenters, because their president of Nintendo America, he, for some, in person, like on a one-on-one interview, he's super dynamic, very relatable, mm-hmm. very fun. He was in a bunch of interviews right after with G4, and he's just like hanging, like he's doing a sports interview. But man, for years now, whenever he does the press conference, it's like he's a robot. And I wonder if that's because it's being translated to Japanese, so his pacing is intentionally stretched out so that they have time
to allow for the translators?
To allow for the trans that are not on a channel I'm hearing, but yeah. For them to like dub over.
That was really impressive.
Was that?
I just thought I had a stroke and my brain learned Japanese. That was the most amazing gibberish I've ever seen in my life. Damn it, Miller, that was awesome.
I speak 14 dialects of
that's
gibberish.
A talent. Oh my god. Soraga is what I think really sold it. You brought it home at the end.
It was in there.
Omigo to Jose Soraga.
That sounds good.
That's what you just did.
Oh, that does sound good.
How many go to the Soriga?
So,
Sorigato!
Nintendo!
I want to see a guy in a suit do a stereotypical Asian game show character. We have the Wii U!
The thing that's so funny about Asian culture is that they are the most ready to mock themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, black people can, but then, I feel like generally a black person will then be sensitive, or they're still like, and maybe it's just here in Southern California, but I feel like I was hanging out with a couple of Asian people right after a recording session. We're outside, and this other Asian couple ran out into the middle of the street to take pictures. And the people I was with were like, oh, why you got to break that stereotype? Why you got to do that?
What's your story, bro?
Why? And I was like, oh. You don't hear white people go around being like, oh, I watched a bunch of television today. We don't do that. Man, I tried to cheat on my taxes.
Boy, did I improve my credit score.
Exactly. I don't get it. They have a good sense of humor. So,
I laundered the crap out of my money.
Exactly. I don't know. These white collar crimes, it's a little racist. So they had cut scenes. Like they did... I think it's very smart for a press conference. They would often throw it to a trailer, to a long trailer sometimes, or they do like little interactive skits almost. Mm-hmm. So the very first thing that happens is you see the president of the Nintendo of Japan hanging out in his dressing room, and they come and they say, it's almost time for you to go on. And then in the dressing room, little Pikmin come rolling around on the ground. So it's all... they've been working on this for months. It's something that took design and CG and stuff. And so little Pikmin run and jump into his pocket. And then he walks down the hallway. And then it cuts to the real thing. And he walks out and he has a little Pikmin in his pocket. And it's and then he tosses it out into the crowd, I think. Or maybe he pretends to. But they put some extra little spark into it. And I when it happened...
Pizzazz.
Yeah, it reminded me of like Oscars or, you know, when they'll do cutaways now to digital shorts and that kind of stuff. I was like, why aren't all of the companies doing this? Why I don't know where the convention came.
Why are they not all living in the 21st century?
Yeah. It's like, why did Nintendo figure this out? How did this happen?
They do everything first.
That's true.
In their defense.
They do
everything first.
They have.
And I did say doo-doo.
We have had so much alcohol tonight.
By he means I.
Yeah, it's true. You've had one beer. I've had like half a bottle of wine. So one bottle each.
Yeah,
it's good. About the same. So Pikmin 3 is coming out, mm-hmm. which is... Did you know this? Did
no.
you know that there was Pikmin 3?
I'm not 3? Familiar with this. I know the guys. They look like little Oompa Loompa meets a white ninja.
We talked about it just a few episodes ago about Pikmin and how awesome they are. Remember when I complained 10 years ago that the sequel to Pikmin is to collect bottle caps?
Oh, yes.
Bottle caps?
And that they stopped. They lost the fun of the game.
Yeah. Which I still have that game, and I got the GameCube hooked up in the other room. I should turn that on for a little bit and see what it was all about. But they re-released... I believe I just saw that they re-released both Pikmins in HD, so you can get them on the Wii U. I think that's one of the things they're planning. Or they've re-released it for the current Wii. But Pikmin 3. So Pikmin was never on the Wii. They completely skipped the Wii, and so one of the launch titles will be Pikmin 3. And the reason that they said it is because now that they're in HD, the little Pikmin can have better animation within them.
Like facial expressions and stuff.
Yeah, and the things, because they're always doing stuff. They're supposed to be little critters, and you know they're throwing things and moving around.
They're like the minions from Despicable Me.
Yeah, but very Teletubby Japan animation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
That means something?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
Ite. That's the only Japanese phrase I know. And Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Oh,
I also know
solid.
That one. Konnichiwa and Sayonara.
I always suspected that the next Pikmin would be more of an RTS in the Pikmin, but they're not. It's got just more Pikmin and
but
kind of,
they failed my expectations.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, an RTS is a different type of game, and so Pikmin isn't supposed to be that. But it looks like a lot of fun. They went right in and said the Wii U will have, guess how many launch titles they claim to have?
36.
You're too generous. 23.
Whoa. Michael Jordan.
Oh, well done. Also a prime number.
Yeah.
23 games will be in the Wii U.
How many developers besides Nintendo are making games for Nintendo? Like, do they have a lot of outside?
That's a good question. It's not...
I know Capcom is a fan of theirs. Konami also,
yes. And Ubisoft. I don't know if Capcom has as tight a relationship with Nintendo.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I feel like every developer makes games for the Xbox 360 and or the PlayStation.
Well, you're hitting on a very sensitive issue within the Nintendo.
We've never talked about it.
Yeah. Is that Nintendo is notorious for being the Apple of the interactive world.
Yes, we have talked about it, yeah.
We are the software, we are the hardware, it's us. What we build is what we build, and what we build is the best.
Get in our bandwagon.
And you can hear in kind of the presentation them trying to do a both and, like, to not dishonor their developers and the work that they've done, but also honor the third party developers who do invest in games. There are a lot of games that came out for the Wii this past year, in the past couple of years, that were either started with the Wii or were just Wii exclusives. So they and I think that's them kind of working with other developers to get outside the box. But I don't know the math on these, what they call 23 launch titles, but I would bet it would probably be like 75-25. 75% of the games will be Nintendo originals or a Nintendo exclusive license. Like Pokemon, we all think of as a Nintendo exclusive, but it's actually made by the Pokemon company, and they're not Nintendo, but they don't make games for anybody else. So who's counting? So what they had two really heavy moral imperatives, like where they, you know, when somebody uses the word should, we use this word in our language inappropriately a lot, like you should parallel park your car to get into the garage or something. You should do the laundry. That's a misuse of the word should, because should is a moral imperative, like you should take care of your child, or you shouldn't beat a baby.
So how should I tell someone to parallel park?
It would be best if you parallel parked.
Got it.
That would not have the moral imperative. And there's nothing wrong with a moral imperative. It just, we tend to apply it to things that don't have a moral imperative.
I like the idea of small talk having implied guilt.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it comes out of. Well said. So, but they had two moral imperatives, and the second one at the end, which I'll say at the end, well, I'll say it now, was pretty explicit in terms of moral imperatives. So the Ooh. First thing that they say right at the beginning is this new screen is a better way of life. They just made it very clear. Like, having the Wii U in your hand is a better way of life. And then at the end,
which
they said,
which is a statement that I think we all disagree with. Yes?
We'll talk about it. But, and then they, at the end, they said, together, better. That's how they end the show. Together, better, because because they're including two Wii U controllers with your console, and it allows for asymmetrical gaming, which we talked about. So you have your Wiimote, you have your Wii U screen pads or whatever they're calling it. So you have lots of opportunities for people to play in many different ways together. And so they say together.
And is their idea they're trying to bring back everybody playing in the same room?
Yeah, I think okay. So. That's what they're going for. But the moral imperative...
I agree with that.
I get it.
We had that fun with All for One.
I do agree, but I don't know if you can qualify that by saying it's better. Like, yeah. I don't know if that's fair. And I think it creates a little bit of, as you said, guilt. Oh, so if I play Skyrim by myself, this isn't... I'm not a good person?
Yeah.
So they really push their social connectiveness, that being through the game base. And so they have the new Wii U has this sort of like hub kind of interactivity. I don't remember what they call it. But when you turn it on, you see kind of these... marquees or banners, I think they call billboards, on the screen, and those are different things that you can do. There are different games, different aspects to the Wii, and then you see little Miis congregating around them, so you can see how many thousands of people are doing this one activity by them, and then as people or your friends as they move from one activity to another, you see them move around, yeah, all over the screen. So it creates like this kind of novel. Yeah. Connectivity that serves
as opposed to like the PSN where you just see so and so's name and what game they're playing.
Right, you can see
or they're
them
watching
all
Netflix.
You see, you're like, oh, what's popular? Oh, everybody's playing this. You know, Pikmin 3. Maybe I should check that out. I think that's the purpose of
it. Yeah, it's smart.
It's smart. It makes a lot of sense. You know, because it's how television has worked.
But
forever,
it's only your friends that you're seeing.
I'm not sure.
Doing, right?
I can't recall offhand. I have a feeling it's both. I think it's like a.
I guess with a Mii you could, because it doesn't have to necessarily have a gamer tag. You could just see.
Yeah, just see a picture.
A ton of people.
Yeah, congregating around this one billboard.
That really makes me want to, like, you know how they send you those chain letter email things where they say, nobody's going to get gas on this day. I want everybody to play some funky game on the Wii on that day. Just to see this massive, nobody playing anything, but everybody. So like,
you ever heard of voteforthewurst.com?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll do playtheworstgame.com and force everybody to play Burger Time. That's not fair. Burger Time was a solid game.
I don't remember it.
It was old.
Is this an old arcade?
Old arcade. Like Pong generation, like Pac-Man generation.
Do you have
games?
A spatula that he? No.
No, you. It's sort of like Donkey Kong, and there, for some reason, you have this construction layout, and then in the center, in several different columns, there are pieces of a hamburger, top bun, bottom bun, patty, lettuce, whatever. And as you walk across them, that piece will fall to the next layer and knock the next piece down. So your goal, the easiest way to play is to walk on the top row, then the next row, and the next row down, knocking everything down. But there, of course, are hot dogs and hamburgers chasing you around them on the screen. If they touch you, you die.
Oh. So, well, the hamburgers, I don't understand. The hot dogs, I get.
It was hot dogs and
hot dogs
and
are
eggs.
Very anti-hamburger.
I think it was hot dogs and eggs. Yeah.
Hot dogs and eggs. Hot dogs and eggs.
Burger Time, man. Solid game. Solid game.
You keep going. I want to just take a picture. I want to take a look at this hot dogs and eggs.
You don't want to go to the Justice League?
No, you keep going. I won't interrupt you.
So, So then they kind of launch into something that they said at last year's E3, which was, and I think we talked about it at nauseam, which is something that they claim to be a constant struggle working at Nintendo. You remember what it was? Or are you just looking at Burger Time?
I just saw Burger Time and nodded. I'm sorry. I don't know the constant struggle of working at Nintendo.
We want it to be new, but familiar. We want it to be the same, but different. This is what he kept saying.
Oh, Jesus.
We want something we know, but
am I in a bad mood that annoys me, these statements?
It does. It annoys me. You are in a bad mood.
We want to be everything.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think the
sentiment... But we want to say it to you in a pompous way.
Right. What I think they're trying to... I think it's insulting to fans. If I'm a big Nintendo fan, I'd be like, well, that's not exactly how I feel. Like, yeah. I mean, because every game has it. Anytime you make a sequel, the challenge is to make... It's got to be in the same family.
Yes.
But it's new.
But there has to be new content and new...
Bands deal with this every time they have to make a new album. Yeah. You know, TV shows deal with this. They have to write another episode, but it can't be out of nowhere.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Rolling Stones should make video games. The band, Rolling Stones.
No, I was with you. I saw it in my brain for a second there.
Yeah.
It was...
These are people who have had staying power. That's what we need. Tom Hanks makes
Smashing
video
pumpkins.
Games.
Yeah. So then they kind of launch into the new Mario game. So they show you the new Mario Wii game. And... yeah, they did a good job of making it look the same. I was a little shocked. We Aaron Jameson and I actually got to play it on the floor. And it was Mario with some new things to jump on and that new Wii pad. You can create the little blocks and save people or screw them. Okay. Like and maybe I'm not the right person to talk to because I haven't found side-scrollers entertaining since free-formers have evolved. Sometimes side-scrollers can be fun, but I think for the most part it's like, I don't live in a two-dimensional world, so this isn't all that relatable. And they also showed, because they released that at the same time as releasing the new Super Mario Brothers 2, later when they talked about the 3DS games that were coming out. And that actually... I feel like if both those teams sat down, the the Super Mario Brothers 2 guys are like, oh, wait, we'll do that idea, and then ran off and won if it was a competition between the two of them. Because they said in this game, it's all about the gold. So the game is about collecting gold coins. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
No.
So like everything you do generates gold coins. Mario becomes gold. It's more about collecting than about getting to the end of the obstacle.
Yes.
And I was like, that is doing something familiar and making it different. That's a new game mechanic that already existed in the game, but shifting the focus.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of it just being about getting to the end of the obstacle or new things for you to jump on, it's now your point is to see how many gold coins you can get. And I assume if they developed it right, according to me, that if you get a certain number of gold coins, that unlocks the next level. Like you need to buy your access into the rest of the game. Because that's fun. Who doesn't love collecting gold coins in
those
games?
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It looked really good. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll be looking at the 3DS. You know, you hit the shell, and instead of it just spinning off, it spits out gold coins. So you're chasing after the shells, and then you hit a brick, and just showers of gold coins are running, and they evaporate. So you're like Scrooge McDuck. Our fans won't get that.
I like the grunt of, oh, yeah, that didn't
work. It's not going to.
Swing and a miss.
Okay, so then they, for a little while, they talked about some of the new games that are coming out for the Wii U. They have this brand new game, never before seen game. Just a completely new game, completely, because it's on the Wii U, called Batman Arkham City.
Oh, never heard of it.
Never. Brand new.
That sounds exciting.
The reason why it's brand new.
I would buy some DLC for that.
The reason why it's brand new is because it's the same game, but you use the Wii U.
What?
Yeah, I know.
You're blowing my mind.
The thing that was so insulting about it is that afterwards they sat down with that same president of the American Nintendo, and he said, he's like, it's a totally different game. It's a whole new game. And the guy from G4 actually challenged him, like, you expect people to buy a game they already have so they can play it on the Wii U? He said, yeah, it's a totally new game. And he said, it's some new functionality. He said, no, it's totally new. And it's like, I saw it. He was very polite. And he goes, okay. But I think every fan was going, No, it's the same game. Like all you did is put the inventory screen on the controller.
Yeah.
And when I crack a code, I use the controller instead of spinning knobs. I'm looking at the screen on the controller.
Yeah. It's the same but different.
It's the same but different.
That's what new is to Nintendo.
And you know, yes, people are going to play it. You know, especially if you never played Arkham City, you probably crack into it. You know, and there will be people who will be like, oh, yeah, I'd like to check it out. Yeah. I have no doubt it will make money. But to lie to yourselves, because you can't lie to us. The fans are extremely vocal and know better. Mm-hmm. So all you're doing is spending calories on your own to try to convince anybody that this is not a port. To just admit,
yeah,
we ported this game over with some awesome functionality. I think it's going to create a whole new reason for you to play a game we know you already love.
It seems ignorant to what they are. Like,
yeah.
Nintendo has a niche, and that's who they have, and that they could put out a game like an Arkham City, which isn't usually going to go along with their niche.
Yeah.
And then people are going to be, oh, now I can play Arkham City on my Wii because I don't have a PlayStation or a 360.
Yeah,
that's great for me. But what they're trying to say is go out and get a Wii if you're a fan of Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're about to blow your mind with how crazy new and different this
is. With a game you already have a platinum
for. But still the same. But new and different.
But different and new.
Differently the same.
See, Batman has this problem because he's been fighting the Joker since the 40s.
I know. It's always the same for him.
What's going to happen in 20 years when we're like the 40s? Do you mean like now or then? Like World War II?
I've had that thought too. It's like
we're almost there.
Well, here's what I've decided. I've decided that by the time the 40s hit, people who are in the 40s don't know they aren't around anymore.
We'll start calling us something else. Will we still call it the 20s?
No, because the 1840s happened.
This is for next week.
Sorry.
It's related. It's my fault. All right. So then Scribblenauts Unlimited is coming.
How come you've never played this game, or have you?
It's a side-scroller.
I love that noise when you make it.
Nah, I don't know.
Because when I heard somebody, I think it was Jeremy actually told me about this game, and I'm like, this is a game for Kevin. I think he would love this.
See, this is the problem. Same thing with Minecraft. It says it's unlimited, but I guarantee imagination is bigger than it. I know it is.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's fun, and I like
the concept is unlimited,
exactly.
But it's like,
it's not.
You draw a ladder, and it's like, oh, here's a spaceship.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or you write a word and like, okay, I want to put, you know, and I don't mind playing with that.
The buggy from Chimmy Chimmy Bang Bang. Chitty, yeah,
exactly.
Chitty Bang Bang.
It can't do that. Why? Because it's not possible.
All right, Herbie the Love Bug.
So it's like the game mechanic. Yeah, exactly. You type in cup or, you know, you try to, I try to think of crazy things like, I try to put something that I was like I think TV tray was one of them, staring at them right now. It was like something normal like ottoman is what I put it in, and it gave me a shelf. And I'm like, well, not really, mm-hmm. But okay. So Scribblenauts Unlimited, it looks pretty cool, especially if you're into the Scribblenauts. But I think Scribblenauts is a lot like glitter glue.
I'm listening.
And
that strippers play it?
Yeah, yeah. No, I was in a speech class.
That's a horrible glitter joke, but I was very proud of it.
It was good. I was in a speech class once where a girl was giving a presentation for, you know, arts. You know, you have to do a demonstration speech in speech class. So they said, she goes on to say, well, you cut these things out and you make these things, and you can use all sorts of different materials. You can use glitter glue if you want to be creative. And I like took to my notes. So
glitter glue equals creative.
And that's it. It's like, it's clip art. Gaming of like here's a fun way for you to be creative, but we already did the creating for you. It's user generated content that is significantly limited to 8 different tools in your closet. But great game. Darksiders 2 and Mass Effect 3 will be released on the Wii U, so that'll
Hells
be fun.
Yeah.
Darksiders, pretty solid. I mean, incredibly hip.
I've heard a lot of great things about
heresy.
It. I've never played
it. I mean,
it's
just absolute heresy, but a good game. I have it in the other room if you want to borrow it. You'd like it, because it's God of War in this weird kind of Christian-ese world. The first level is incredible. Level 0, the angels and the devils are tearing apart this city, and it is unbelievable, the angels that they put together for this gaming. You're like running on a rooftop and this demon comes up, and then suddenly these two angels just come out of nowhere and grab them, take them to the ground. You're like, this is awesome. And then you wake up and it's 100 years later and the demons run the whole city and the angels are gone. It's like, oh, okay, well, that was fun. So Darksiders 2, I'm sure, is cool too. Then the new Wii Fit game. This is the thing that's so funny. It's so funny to watch like trade shows and industrial commercials, so like these press conferences and these sort of utopian worlds that they build around their products of like the life will be better because you have this thing. So the Wii Fit obviously is a phenomenal product, and for many different reasons. And I believe that a Wii Fit with the pad will be extremely useful to be able to do things and look on it and use a controller instead of stopping and going through a cumbersome menu. You'll be able to do it on the screen. I think it's a great idea. But then in this little vignette, it's because they did these cutaways, so they showed this little vignette of a guy and a girl doing training together, and she's showing him different stuff, and so he doesn't score very high at the end of this little skit, and she goes, well, I guess you just need more practice, and so she hands him the Wii U controller, the gamepad, and then turns on a nature video, and she kicks back watching the nature video, and he's still playing the game on the Wii U pad, because that's supposed to be the big selling point of the thing, is that you can play the game while the TV is doing other things. I'm like, not really. I don't feel like that scenario is ever going to play out where the girl's like, well, I'm really glad you came over to work out with me. So you're going to do 100 reps with this Wii U while I watch a nature video. I just don't see that happening.
Let's see if we can real quickly brainstorm a way what is a good functionality of that? I mean, the reality of it is a mini screen in that she can watch Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman and you can play your game.
It's for children. It's for your family. It's for your family.
My one TV household.
Exactly. When your kid gets obsessed with some crappy little SpongeBob SquarePants video game that is monotonous and he's not very good at, you can toss him the Wii U controller and he can go to town in the room and you can continue to do whatever it is you want as long as it's not on the Nintendo. Switch over to something else.
Burp, burp,
oddly
burp.
Enough, the Xbox and PS3 will not work while the Wii U is in operation.
What?
Yeah, there's just like a field that it emits and completely cancels out all other gaming consoles.
So the only thing you watch is Animal Planet.
Yeah, that's it.
How interesting.
Yeah, I get it. The thing that's disappointing about it, I don't remember if I said it before, is that when I held one in my hands, is that the controller is not in HD. So you've got... You know, you've got these $1,000 televisions that look phenomenal, and the same game sometimes is being projected on both screens. Right. It looks great,
watery,
beautiful, perfect colors.
It's everybody's complaint about the original, like the iPod, when you could watch a movie on.
Yeah.
It's the original iPod where it's just that little four. It was a Game Boy essentially. You could watch a movie on. It's like, well, why would I want to?
Why would I do that?
Yeah, why? It feels like a step backwards.
It is a step backwards. Yeah. It's just the novelty of it. So I don't know if later there'll be a high definition version of the Wii U pad that could be a real significant game changer for them. But
how big of babies are we that we're like, I don't want to see this on 3 inches. I want to see it in 1080i and 5 feet or more.
Having a Vita, I think it's incredibly different. Like
I see what you're
How many portable gaming systems have
I owned?
That's
an example of a high def portable gaming
system. And I love them, but I have never gotten as much love out of a device before the Vita because it is gorgeous. I love looking at that screen.
Why are they not sponsoring this show?
I don't know. Vita. Clearly, because we just spent 20 minutes.
Skylanders need to write us a check.
Been bashing Nintendo left and right.
Yeah.
But, man, Vita. Well,
how great would it be if Nintendo said, hey, we want to sponsor you because you are new but different.
I have a feeling it's why Charles Martinet is not a guest on this show.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Maybe. So then they released what I think is just about the stupidest product I have ever heard of. And it's a game called Sing.
Call us at 408-228-4911, Charles. Just get right in on the line.
It's a working title. The name alone tells you that it's a solid game.
So excited.
Sing.
You've set the bar pretty high. I'm going to be honest.
It's about an Arabian night.
Oh.
No, different kind of song. Oh. La, 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 la. So they said... They actually presented a problem very well, but I don't think that their solution was accurate. They said a while ago, rock bands and all these games were incredibly popular.
Yes.
But the problem was that it created a division line between those who were playing the game and those who were spectating. I was like, solid point.
I like it. Yes.
I'm like, that is true. I've been to that party where it's not very exciting to watch somebody else play the rock band until it's your turn to go. So they said,
well, that person just doesn't have showmanship.
That's exactly
it. It's not fun to watch it. Just hear click, click, click. But if somebody's like, yeah, what did I know?
Remember when everybody's Facebook page was their profile page was them playing Rock Band?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
It was like a year and a half ago. I like that we refer to it like it was the 70s.
How quickly we forget. What's a Rock Band, Daddy?
That's what the technology has done to us. 5 years ago becomes a decade.
My iPhone is only 3Gs.
It's like vintage.
Put it on the shelf. So Sing, the point of the game is that there is no microphone. They just put the words on the screen and everybody in the room sings together. I can't believe it.
So they make a video game that's essentially my kid's story time at the public library.
It's just karaoke.
Oh, that's fine.
No, wait, it's so bad.
But it's not even really karaoke. I guess it is, because there's no scoring.
Everybody sings and dances.
So it is karaoke in the sense that it's like you bought a $50 Radio Shack karaoke machine and hit play and watch
words.
But even
karaoke lets you, like, then I realized, you know, you were wrong. The reason why the division line is there is because you're performing. The game is getting to perform.
Yes.
All you've done is replace the stereo with a good DJ on the other end with the Wii.
Dear Nintendo, socialism doesn't work in politics or video games, you jackasses.
I couldn't believe it.
Sincerely, Second Funniest Podcast.
I was like, you know, if we were 14-year-old girls, I'd be into that game.
No, you wouldn't. Chance. Because that's what they want to do. They want to get up and see, you know, that you're toxic. Yeah. You know, that you're right. You're right. And
10
you're
years
saying,
ago.
But I'm saying, even all of our references are 20 years old. But I'm saying that that's even if somebody's not good, that's what you want to see. You want to see them struggle and you want to laugh at each other. And
I knew a guy that he's still one of the quietest, most reserved dudes I've ever met. And I was at a Rock Band party and he played Beastie Boys. And he gets on that mic and he's like, I can't stand it. Oh, and he knew every word to that dumb song and he nailed that pitch perfect.
That's awesome.
And it was over. He's like, all right, guys, thanks.
That was fun.
It was fun. Like one of the best experiences I'd ever had.
When I did the Nickelodeon Family Cruise, I got to watch, this 5-year-old kid sing Wanted Dead or Alive.
Nice.
Like, you know, and then it's like when I did my birthday party after Rock Band was first like really popular, we had our friend Justin, who's a drummer. I go, I just want him to play the drums on the video game to see how good it sounds. And it was funny because he was struggling because he said the actual notes are in the wrong spot
on
their kit. Otherwise, this would be really easy. But when it hit the solo, that's when it was really cool to listen to because he'd be
broke
like,
it.
Like he could really hit it. And it was just fun to hear that. It was that actual wood smacking rubber.
Yeah, it was a real. And then I realized, oh, if we just got him a drum kit, we could do that too.
But it wouldn't be the same. Because that's what it is. That's what makes karaoke. There has to be an amateur aspect to it. Because I wouldn't want to take him to a guitar center and watch him hit real drums. I'm like, that's not a challenge for him. I want to bring him into my world.
Take off one of his arms. The drummer from Def Leppard's only got one arm.
That's a 30-year reference. We broke our pattern.
Paper Mario is coming back. New game called Dance for You. They're going to see. This is going to be the new thing. Remember, it was E. It was E, then I. Now it's going to be U because of the Wii U. So everything's going to have the U in the number. Zombie U, it's a zombie game with the Wii U. And then their launch title, their big thing that they're putting together is Nintendo Land, and we touched on a little bit before. But Nintendo Land is just sort of like all of the major properties of Nintendo all jump together in sort of a giant mini game kind of thing. And it's sort of they attributed it to, or they likened it to Wii Sports, where the first time you picked up the Wiimote and got to play tennis with it, you got what the Wii was. Mm-hmm. And they said, that's what we think the Wii U, this Nintendo Land will do. So there's like a mini game that's for Luigi's Mansion, and then there's a mini game for Zelda and that sort of thing. And so they're really hanging a lot of hats on a bunch of party mini games that aren't as cool as Mario Party.
Right. Because that's what I was just thinking. I'm like, you know, that was the last thing Nintendo did that I really had a good time.
Yeah.
Me personally, that we played that Mario Party over at Jeremy's house all the time.
Right.
And I remember we used to joke, remember the fishing part of the game? And we would have blisters in between our pointer finger and our thumb because of just spinning that game.
That's a solid game.
Yeah, that was that was a lot of fun. And I've been thinking about that where it's like, oh, that would be fun to play again to get all the people together and play a Mario. But I played like the one after that and it just didn't, it had the feeling of a sequel.
Yeah, then it started to become.
Where it didn't feel as good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. I'm right there with you.
So, but do you know if
it's the same but different?
Are the Mario Party games like just becoming less, more watered down?
No, they had like Mario Party 10 and stuff, and I remember some of those Mario Parties were fantastic. But yeah, not so much anymore.
All right, well, suck on it, Nintendo. That's what I say to you.
And then this week, just because it's relevant, they released that they're coming out with a 3D XL, so it's like a bigger version of the 3DS.
Oh, extra. I'm like, this is how dumb I am. Extra large. Yeah, that's exactly what it stands for, Justin.
It's a good joke.
Yeah, they already thought of it. It's the same but different. Wait, give us a call, 408-228-4911, or send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Don't forget to keep spreading the word. Pick your favorite episode at secondfunniestpodcast.com. Right below that episode, there is an opportunity for you to share that on your Facebook. You can also email it to your friends who don't have Facebook because they need friends on Facebook.
This is well reasoned, sir.
That's right. That's why I write this stuff out in advance and read it from a text edit file. No, but seriously, please continue to spread the word. And no, but seriously, I mean it. No, but seriously. On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worsham saying, okay, bye.